Next, we're going to examine the exodus from South Africa. We've known for years that some white South Africans are leaving. They were forced to give up political power. What is surprising is that South Africans of all races are leaving their country. They seek their fortunes in places like Britain, Australia, or Dubai. Many say they're scared away from their home by crime. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Margie Clark has a typical story to tell. She's 52 years old and white, and she and her husband have two grown sons. A couple years ago in Johannesburg, somebody carjacked their youngest boy and shot him. It was a merciful bullet.
It went through his body and it didn't hit any vital organs, so it went through his side and came out a millimeter from his spine, so he was very, very lucky. So he decided to go and live in London. My eldest son would never go and live in London, not if you paid him.
But if Clark's older boy ever decides to leave South Africa, she will likely handle the move. Clark is a sales manager at Crown International Relocations. Over the past 6 years, she says the business of moving South Africans out of South Africa has quadrupled.
It's actually very sad because they are sort of construction people, engineers, mining people as well, who are leaving the country, who believe that there's not a good future, and it's a lot of young folk. The average people that are moving at the moment are people between the age of 29 and 40.
Brain drain is a real worry here. In the 1990s, it was primarily a white exodus, as the prospect of the nation being ruled by black people became a reality. Now, a variety of people are leaving for a variety of reasons. The government no longer keeps track, but a major impetus appears to be violent crime, which is bedeviling the townships, the cities, and the Tony suburbs surrounding the cities. Sheila Menchies teaches political science at a university in Johannesburg. Sitting here in one of the area's typical suburban courtyards, behind high walls and heavy security gates, she says the nation's political scene is almost as depressing to South Africans as crime.
My students express concerns, and 95% of my students are black. Many of them are saying we don't want to be here anymore. I think that a lot of people feel that they are producing children for export.
After nearly a decade in power, former President Thabo Mbeki resigned last month under pressure from the ruling African National Congress. The ANC then chose an interim leader. Next year, the party's current president will likely emerge as the new head of state. And that's what has people here worried. The ANC president, Jacob Zuma, is a polarizing figure in South Africa. Zuma is the fellow with a theme song titled, "Get Me My Machine Gun." Already, the ANC is facing an emergency session. Mbeki loyalists are threatening to secede. Nothing makes you feel more like a heel than a visit to an animal shelter. All those dogs and cats are watching you, even if they're pretending not to, and they want you to break them out of the place. Right now, Whimsy, Panoff, and a Pekingese with a face like a squished sofa cushion are making a racket at an outdoor SPCA cell block outside Johannesburg. Charlotte Levine has been working here for more than 30 years. She says the political headlines tell her when to buy more pet food.
With the resignation of President Mbeki, we've had two inquiries from people, members of the public, who want to know should they emigrate if they are able to donate the animals and bring the animals in to us.
Levine says plenty of people bring their animals to the SPCA without ever mentioning that they're leaving the country for good. That may be because they're ambivalent about going. Dikaleli Mokoena is a prospective emigrant. She's a black university student in Johannesburg, and she says she's leaving South Africa, but she's definitely, probably, maybe coming back.
Say, you know, we just break up into this whole chaos within South Africa. Obviously, I don't think I would want to stay, you know. I would leave, however, come back at some point, because I always wanted to do my PhD overseas, but anyway.
Mokoena says she's been mugged twice in 18 months. Dennis Georgianis has a year or so left at the university, and he's thinking about settling in his family's ancestral homeland in Greece. At first, he says, he and his parents argued over the idea, but then they found three armed robbers at their suburban home.
Yeah, so it was pretty intense. It was in June. It was inside, like, our garage. Well, they tried to come into the house, but I pressed the alarm and then they fled.
Georgiana says he's still on the fence about leaving. Crime is bad here, but crime is everywhere. The political situation is shaky, but it could be worse. There could be a good job outside the country, but there could be a good job right here too. So Georganis is on hold. Like many South Africans, he's waiting for the moment when enough is definitely, probably, maybe enough. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Johannesburg.